Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. U.S. Attorney General William Barr's visit to Alaska last week included stops in Bethel and the YK Delta village of Napaskiak. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that Barr met with local officials and Alaska Native leaders to discuss public safety. Barr says federal grant programs need to be adjusted to better fit village needs.
I feel too often what we do is we grant recipients or communities that are seeking help have to tailor their solutions to the structure of the grant programs, and I think it should be the other way around. I think we have to structure the support we give to the solutions that are tailored to the community by the community.
Barr said he's backing efforts by Alaska Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan to develop a more holistic approach.
Law enforcement is sort of the indispensable part of that, but also you need prevention programs, you need victims programs.
Barr credited village residents with framing their own solutions and pledged to do everything he can to support them. Severe thunderstorms rocked areas of the interior last night. National Weather Service meteorologist Tyler Rodenbaugh says the storms began moving across the Fairbanks area from the north around 6 p.m., bringing significant precipitation.
We did receive reports of pea-sized hail and several reports of half-inch-sized hail. The storms then continued through town up to about 6:30, and then at the airport we reported a thunderstorm with hail and also about 65 hundredths of precipitation in about 21 minutes, which is actually about 7% of our annual precipitation, so quite a significant storm.
There were no reports of damage from the storms, which Rodenbaugh says also resulted in numerous lightning strikes.
We had about 2,200 strikes across the state yesterday. Most of these strikes were in interior Alaska, about 600 strikes here locally.
Rodenbaugh says there is a chance for more thunderstorms tomorrow and Wednesday. Rain over the weekend slowed the Oregon Lakes wildfire southwest of Delta Junction. The Alaska Fire Service reports that 1.75 inches of rain fell on the fire, moisture which quashed flames and progressed green up. The Oregon Lakes fire has burned nearly 32,000 acres, primarily on military training lands where unexploded ordnance prevent direct ground attack on the fire. Fire crews have been focused on structure protection on private properties within the fire's potential path, but the wet weather has resulted in downsizing of the operation. Managers caution that fire activity will likely resume as conditions warm and dry. Federal scientists are opening an official investigation into the cause of a spike in gray whale deaths in the Pacific Ocean, including off Alaska. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced Friday that the death of 70 whales, including 5 in Alaska waters, known of so far this season, is considered unusual. Scientists say many of the dead whales appear to be very thin, raising questions about whether global warming and reduced sea ice are affecting their Arctic feeding grounds. But University of Washington oceanographer Sue Moore cautions that nailing down a cause is not easy.
The Arctic is changing very, very quickly, and whales are going to have to adjust to that. But gray whales are good at eating a variety of things. So it becomes a complex question very quickly.
No officials say it could take months to years to determine what's causing the whale deaths. The National Transportation Safety Board has released a preliminary report on a fatal May 20th float plane crash near Metlakatla, KRBD's Layla Carey reports.
According to the report, the pilot, 51-year-old Ron Rash of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, was a new pilot hired by Taquan Air for the 2019 summer season. The report states that as of April 22, Rash had about 1,600 flight hours. Of those, he just had 5 hours of experience flying float planes. Rash and the only passenger on board both died in the crash. The passenger was 31-year-old Sarah Luna of Anchorage, an epidemiologist with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. The NTSB report states that 3 eyewitnesses were interviewed. They reported that the de Havilland Beaver made a normal approach in a westerly direction. 2 of the witnesses said that before touchdown, the wings rocked to the left and then to the right. When the plane landed, a witness said one of the floats dug into the water. The right wing struck the surface and the plane nosed over quickly before sinking. 2 boats responded immediately, followed by the Metlakatla police vessel and volunteer emergency responders. The pilot and passenger were removed from the plane and taken to Annette Island Health Center, where they were pronounced dead. The May 20 crash came 1 week after a May 13 mid-air collision involving two float planes carrying tourists. Six people died in the May 13 crash and 10 survived. A Taquan plane was involved in the May 13 crash as well. The other plane was operated by Mountain Air Service. Following both crashes, Taquan suspended flights. The company had resumed some flights after the May 13 crash, just days before the May 20 crash. Taquan resumed scheduled flights on Friday, according to the company. It will resume tours on Monday. With help from Maria Dudzak, I'm Layla Carey, reporting in Ketchikan.
And I'm Dan Bross.